And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now, 28 minutes to the hour. And I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan from Shlianua Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Eden.
And welcome as always. Now, today we're going to talk about LinkedIn, Liam. Just how powerful is it in terms of career advancement? How can candidates harness the power of this particular platform? How can they set themselves apart, perhaps, from others? To what extent can they use it to their own advantage? And perhaps also the main weaknesses of LinkedIn. For the benefit of those of us who may be a little techie, unsavvy, if I can use that word, what exactly is LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is a bit like Facebook for business. And it's ironic I should be saying that today, because Facebook are talking about launching a Facebook for work platform at the moment, actually. But it's a bit like your career, your professional life, all of that gathered in one place. So Facebook is, you know, full of lots of social stuff and full of a lot of business stuff as well, but there's a lot of social stuff coming in there, whereas LinkedIn is just a business platform. And huge numbers of people, I don't have the figures to hand, but huge numbers of people worldwide have a LinkedIn profile, and it's used quite extensively in recruitment. It's not perfect, as I'll touch on later on, but it is the most significant recruitment platform out there. So it's free of charge for people to join. You can pay for a more advanced membership, but virtually all candidates will get by with a free one. Our recruiters will pay for a more advanced program, a more advanced membership. But for candidates, it's free. You put your information up there, your career history, your strengths, your achievements, a bit like an online CV, really, is what it is. And as I'll try and outline in the next few minutes, it is a very, very significant part of recruitment, particularly in cities and in larger companies, but also in rural areas as well. More and more people will check your LinkedIn profile upon receiving your CV, or even indeed before receiving your CV.
Set out for us, Liam, if you would, the importance of it in terms of career advancement. How does it actually benefit a candidate?
Okay, well, its significance cannot be overstated in terms of if you're dealing directly with recruitment companies, for example, or HR professionals. They all use LinkedIn, and I mean all, as in 99%, which I know technically or theoretically is not all, but it's a huge area. So that, say, for example, you send your CV to a recruiter in Galway or Dublin or Castlebar or Sligo or Athlone in the next few weeks, you can be virtually certain that if they're taking you seriously at all as a candidate, they'd be checking out your LinkedIn profile if you have one. If you don't have one, it could hurt your chances. It may mean you're just not on the radar as much as other candidates would be. A second very important area in LinkedIn is the extent to which recruiters use it to headhunt people. So there are people whose job is to, and this is in the west of Ireland as well, is to sit virtually all day at the computer scouring through LinkedIn profiles, using search terms to find the exact kind of people they're looking for. And even though we live in difficult economic times, there are lots of sectors where it's still difficult to get good candidates. And I suppose that's true of any economic time. It's always difficult to get good candidates. But there are certain shortages in skills that people who use LinkedIn from a professional recruitment perspective would always be checking out for. So one of the things about LinkedIn is you may not use it to apply for a job, but it may be used to contact you. And there are people who will be listening today who will be very familiar with getting contacts from recruitment companies saying, would you be interested in trying this job or going for this job? And those people would not always be unemployed. They could currently be in a job. So it is a way of poaching people from other organisations as well. So it really is hugely significant in the recruitment world and becoming more and more so. So it's more likely in a year's time or 2 years' time that more small male companies, for example, will use it just to check out people. So it's very, very significant in that regard. People should not underestimate it.
Now, once you are linked in, how can a particular individual set themselves apart from others and perhaps just have something that a prospective employer likes and decides to proceed?
Yes, it's not just good enough to be on there. You need to have something more at the marketplace or in the marketplace than that. So when you create your LinkedIn profile, which I said is free of charge, you need to then start becoming active. Now, in creating your profile, people should make sure to create their profile in full, give full details of their education, their work experience, put a photograph up there. As you're filling your profile, LinkedIn mark you on how much of your profile you've completed. So try and get to 100%, and they'll show you where you're missing. It's not quite drop-down menu, but it's a bit like that as you fill your profile. So go right through the process of creating a proper profile for yourself. That's number one. Number two, when you've got all of that done, you need to start fraternizing in your community, so to speak. So if you're an engineer, you need to be joining groups, be the Engineers Mayo, Engineers Ireland, specialist groups in terms of what kind of engineering you're doing. If you're a software specialist, you should be joining groups about the software programs that you work on. And these are like-minded communities of people who are interested in a particular topic or a speciality. You should be joining those groups, asking questions, answering questions, contributing, being a good citizen, so to speak. And the reason here is when the recruiter comes to look at you, or the HR person comes to look at you, that they will see a definite history of you being interested in this area. So it's a bit like not fattening the calf the night before the market kind of thing. You need to be showing, particularly people coming out of college, for example, and people currently in college, it's never too early to start joining groups in your chosen area and your chosen speciality, and to start contributing and talking and just creating noise around there. This is the sort of me generation of social media we're in right now. But if a recruiter looks in and sees, well, you haven't taken part in any discussions about, you know, some new platform you're involved in, it is a bit of a miss, because it looks like you're a 9-to-5er rather than a real career person then. So joining groups is a hugely important thing you can do. Secondly, you should be using it to winkle out contacts with other in companies where you'd like to work. LinkedIn works on that 5 degrees of separation thing we've all heard about. So if I want to work in Ballina Beverages, I can look through my existing contacts and see who do I know has a contact in Ballina Beverages. And you can make contact with the third party via the second party, if you know what I mean. So it's an online way of networking. And it is quite powerful, but it's not like people joining, making friends on Facebook and never actually meeting them. LinkedIn tends to have much deeper roots with the people. You tend to have much deeper roots with the people you're connected with. So if somebody contacts me and says, oh, I see you worked once upon a time with ABC, can you do an introduction? Generally, I would be able to say, yes, I do know that person. Yes, I did work with them, and I'm happy to do an introduction if I am. So it's a great way of building up contacts for prospective jobs. And also even for trying to win contracts, if you're just trying to get a contract there to sell some produce or something into a company. So there are two particularly important areas where people who are engaging on LinkedIn need to be active.
And how important is it, Liam, to update your profile?
Very important. Again, you don't want to look dormant when you go there. And another tip here as well is that employers, your current employers, can see how often you update your profile as well. And going back to fattening the calf the night before the fair, you don't want to be updating your profile the week you're trying to get a new job. So be doing it all the time, and get your employer used to the fact that you'll be doing it all the time. So they won't be surprised when you do a bit of a change. They won't be watching your case too much. It is a big question for people who haven't updated their profile in a long while. They say, well, if I go on a big blast of updating now, won't my employer see it? And won't they put two and two together and say, oh, yeah, he or she's about to go out the door here? So a little bit all the time. You can, as I said, contribute to discussions. You can put up articles of relevance to your chosen area. And you can write articles. There's an area in LinkedIn called long-form posting where, for example, you could go on and write about broadcasting. I can go on writing about careers, and I do it quite regularly. It's another way of just letting people know your area, your strengths, your skills. And while it might not be noticed in the grand scheme of things, it's really important when the recruiter dives in a little bit deeper and looks to see you, what do they see there, what profile is formed. So one of the problems with LinkedIn, and we're going to talk about weaknesses in a moment, is you don't necessarily know the minute or the hour when somebody's going to look at you, and you can't control that. What you can control is when they do look at you, what they will see, and they should really form a profile of somebody very keenly in that sector.
Now, what are the weaknesses? It sounds a wonderful platform, but I'm sure there are drawbacks.
Yeah, I think, and this is my own personal opinion, but will be shared by other people as well, LinkedIn is a long while on the go now. It's one of the oldest platforms, yet they haven't fully begun to own recruitment. And the reason I said that to you is when you asked me the question earlier on, what might somebody applying for a job, how might they use LinkedIn. At this stage, I'm surprised that LinkedIn isn't actually the main vehicle of recruitment, by which I mean that the ad you see in the Mayo News or the College Telegraph would say, apply via LinkedIn. We're still applying to PO boxes, still sending emails directly to employers, and still printing off our emails and sending them to employers. At this stage, given the amount of people on LinkedIn, I'm surprised LinkedIn haven't managed to make it the place where you actually apply for a job. So in a kind of philosophical sense, LinkedIn is very good when people come to look at you. It's not as good at projecting outwards. So, you know, your profile is a little bit stagnant in terms of how people see it, although you can create a PDF from it, which is a electronic format of it. But it's still a bit more inbound than outbound. And I think this is going to be one of the really interesting sort of battles in recruitment in the future, is who's going to come up with the first platform that totally takes over recruitment, so that in the same way that Google has taken over search, who's going to be the first one that says, to apply for this job, Google us, or send us our Google, or send us, you know what I mean, the version of that, send us your LinkedIn profile. Nobody has fully nailed it down. LinkedIn are by far the most prominent, but I think they have failed really to make it the absolute hub of recruitment. So you can't use it very effectively to apply for jobs. You're still sending your CV somewhere else. But overall, for candidates, the importance of being there cannot be overstated.
Very good. We shall leave it at that. Liam Horan, as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, and we'll talk to you again on Career Matters in or about 5:30 next week.
Thank you, Aidan.
Very good evening to you.